Okay, today's daf Nun Aleph. We're in the bottom of Nun Amud Beis, the fourth line from the bottom. Just once again to reiterate, tomorrow's daf could use, yesterday's daf could use a review. It was not easy. I was talking it over, and after that I realized all we needed was more time. We just needed more time to go through it. If you have a chance, look it over. It'll all click after a while. Okay? But since the daf Yomi, we're on to the next daf. Omar, ad masai mutar lahachzir. Until when can you show it to an expert? So we said, until when can you return the onah? And we said, until you can show it to an expert. Omar Rav Nachman, says Rav Nachman, lo shem el lokeach, that's only a buyer. Aval mocher, but a seller, la'olam chozer. He can always say, hey, you underpaid. You underpaid. La'olam, he can go back. Why la'olam? He can go back. Look at Rashi, the bottom Rashi. She'ein biyado, ma laharos v'limloch, right? He doesn't have it. How's he gonna ever show somebody? He doesn't have it. Why doesn't he have it? Because he sold it, right? Ain't biyado laharos. Doesn't have it. V'limloch v'limloch to return it. Ain't umakir ba'onasa. He doesn't recognize that he's been cheated as a store owner. He's been cheated. He undercharged. Adjiyira talis acheres kidmusa nimkeres. Bidam and Mikarim, until he's able to find another talis and show it to somebody and say, hey, I charged that same talis. For I charged X, and now the price is Y? He doesn't have an opportunity to show anybody. He sold it. Right? Hilkach, therefore, La'olam Choser. The retraction can always happen. Then Rashi adds the next few words, which are very, 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 very weighty. Imlo nisyakru talisos bintayim. If not for the fact that Talisim went off anyway, in the meantime. What does he mean by that? What he means by that, the Ramban says what he means is that if there's an increase in price, let's say all of a sudden there's a spike in the market of Talisim, he should have known. Then you can't tell him, well, he has it forever. He should have known. Rashi's cluing you in. He should have known. All of a sudden, everybody knows, right? All of a sudden, when there's a huge change in the price of an item, people know. If people know, he should also know. Shita says, what do you mean by that? Why should he know? Right? Why should he have to know? He has such... So, whatever Rashi means by those last few words, the machlokas we've shown him, but Rashi says what he says, that's the standard reason. Based on Rashi, based on the reason, the Achronim, the Rishonim point out, the Shiltas already says it, that What would happen if the seller does find out the value and doesn't make a claim for a month? Did he blow it? According to Rashi, it would seem to say he absolutely did blow it. In other words, forever doesn't mean forever. It means until the seller can find out. Right? The seller talis for whatever. Then he goes to a convention and he realizes nobody charges that for a talis. They charge a different price, a much higher price. So what happened? He undercharged. He has to go back to the buyer and say, I undercharged. I'm entitled to a refund. I'm entitled to get... It was an awe. You cheated me. That's what Rishonim say. Once the owner finds out, he's not given forever. Right? Said that's what some Rishonim say. Based on this reason, says the Rashba, absolutely not. It's forever. There's a chacham. Yeah, when it comes to a buyer, there's a shear. What's the shear? The time it takes to show to an expert. When it comes to a seller, the shear is forever. Before forever comes, he could find out. Good, he's entitled to wait. Why? Because there's no shear. The chacham specifically did not give a shear. They didn't say until he finds out. However long or short that is. What did they say? They said forever. Right? Okay? Now, Lema Messiah, let's bring a raya that's true. Why? Again, a little bit from yesterday. Chazru Ludivre Chachamim. The sellers of in Lud reverted, they preferred the Chachamim. After they heard that Reb Tarfon gave them so much onah, let them overcharge so much, they were so excited. Then he said, yeah, but I could, but by me, in my world, you can come back the whole day. So they, oh yeah, if that's the case, we prefer the Chachamim. Right? That makes sense to say that forever the seller can retract. That's why they went back. What does that mean? Just because the seller, why would that mean make a reason? Right? Why would that be a reason? If it's true that a seller has the whole day, has forever, that's why I understand why the people in Lod, the merchants in Lod, rejected Reb Tarfon. Why? So Rashi says, Sheheim ha-yumochrin, they would sell, ve'einon nehenin b'harchavas zman hachzar de Reb Tarfon. They wouldn't gain anything by that. Chari afilu rabbanon olam chozer. Because the rabbanon goes forever. Right? So they didn't care about that. They only cared about being able to get the onah as fast as possible. If that's the case, the chacham much better. Ela iyam et mocher nami kilokeach dami. But if you're telling me that a mocher is just like a seller, that a seller is just like a buyer, right? My nafkalu mine. What's the difference? Ki hecha da avdi le rabbanon takanta lokeach, hachinami avdi rabbanon takanta le mocher. If they don't have forever, right? Then what time do they have? They have the same amount of time, let's say lamashal, the same amount of time as a buyer has. Right? So just like a buyer has whatever 2 hours, they also have 2 hours. And if a buyer has all day, they also have all day. So Reb Tarfon's still better. Reb Tarfon's still better. Why is Reb Tarfon better? They have a longer amount of time to fix their mistakes. True, they have less amount. They have a longer amount of time for the other guy to figure it out, but they have more amount of time to figure out their mistakes. And the Gemara answers, no. They didn't make mistakes. They didn't make mistakes on the selling prices. It didn't make a difference to them. All they cared about was ripping off people. They weren't going to get ripped off. Nobody was pulling a fast one over them. So they didn't care about the issue of the mocher. So it's not necessarily a raya that it's la'olam. It's not a raya. It could be it's not la'olam. And why don't they care about Reb Tarfon? Because they don't make mistakes. They're giving them longer time to correct their mistakes. They weren't interested. They don't make mistakes. Okay. Not a raya. But we're going to say that's how we hold. We hold like Reb Nachman. When it comes to a sale, you have more time. How much time? Yeah, forever. Ashbazinte de Rabbi Bar Chama, the landlord, the neighbor of Rabbi Bar Chama, one time, Zabin Chamra, he sold wine, Vita, and he made a mistake, he undercharged. Sha'ashkechuhe Davi Atziv. Rabbi Bar Chama saw, he was all sad. Amalei, am I Atziv? Why sad? Amalei, Zavini Chamra, I sold wine, Vitai, and I undercharged, I got ripped off. Amalei says, Zil Hadabach, so go undo the sale. But I missed the deadline. It's past the time to show it to an expert. So Shadur came to Rav Nachman. They sent the shalot to Rav Nachman. Amalei lo shana lokeh. That's only true by a seller. That's only true by a buyer. A buyer only has that time. Avol mocher, but a seller lo olam chozer. He can always go back. My time of why lokeh. When it comes to lokeh mikcho biyado, he's got it in his hand. So call Hecha to Azil Machvile. He shows it around. Did I get a good price? Did I get a fair price? Did I pay a fair price? The Amrile, and people will tell him, Ita Ilota. If he made a mistake or not. Mocher, a seller, it's no longer in his hands. Where is it? He sold it. So Ad Dimis Ramile Zvine Kizvinase, until he finds another item like this to show somebody else. The yada itav ilota. Then he can find out if there was if he was undercharged or not. Till then, how's he supposed to know? Says the Rambam. But if it's an item that's always in the marketplace, right? Like apples. What do you mean we don't know? Go to the shuk and go see what they're charging for apples. And if the guy ripped you off, undo the sale. That's what the Rambam says.
The only time we say this halacha is by these unique items. Jewelry, you know, these rare items that we don't know how, if we wait for anyone to come by. But if it's a ma'isi b'chol yom type of item, milk, and eggs, and fruit, and people think that people bought all the time, then we didn't say this doesn't apply. Why? Because the seller can't say, I have no clue what the price is. I have no clue. What do you mean you have no clue? Go to the market and see what the price is. Everybody else is selling the same thing as you. Right? Makes sense. The Rashba actually argues on that. Rashba says no. The Chachamim don't make a chiluk in the takana. The takana is a takana. No chiluk. No chilukim. There's no exception here written. And any item, that's the thing. The Nesivus takes it one step further. Let's say you sell an item, according to the Rambam, you sell an item, a kinyan sudar. So really, the other guy, the buyer, already owns the stuff. But where is the stuff? It's in your possession. It's in the seller's possession, but it doesn't belong to you anymore. Right, we said this. You could do that with a kinyan sudar, right? You transfer the kerchief, and now the produce has been transferred to the buyer. Right? Now, can the seller find out that there's an owner? 100%, why not? And some expert comes to town, go show him. It doesn't belong to you even. This is what I sold this for. He's going to laugh at you. That's what you sold it for? You know how much he ripped you off? You can undo it. It doesn't even belong to you anymore. Doesn't make a difference. According to the Rambam, all we care about is fairness. The takana is just an example of fairness. So whenever you can be fair, right? The Rashba says, no, it's a takana. You can't ask kasha on a takana. It's a built-in takana. There's no exceptions. It's always... Says the Nesivus, why should that be? The expert's here now. All you're waiting for is the truck to come pick up the stuff. Right? It doesn't belong to you anymore. It doesn't make a difference. Okay. Next. Hu Gavra, there's once a guy, they have a nugget, Varshechi Luzvune. He had silk that he wanted to sell. Kari Shita, he called out six. He was calling out six. Right? He wanted to sell it for six. The Shavya Chamisha, but it was really worth five. And if you have a Yahavle Chamshu Paga, somebody would have offered five and a half, Havi Shakal, he would have taken it. He would have taken it. It's pretty clear he would have taken five and a half. So listen to this Chacham. Asa Hu Gavra, a guy walks along, and he says, Yahavle Chamshu Paga, if I give five and a half, have a Mechila. It's going to be a Mechila. Why is it going to be a Mechila? Because it's less than a sixth of an undercharge. I'm sorry, less than a sixth of an overcharge. Why? To half a zuz. To half a dollar. He wants six. You're offering, it's really worth, I'm sorry, he's asking for six. It's really worth five. Really worth five? Yeah, it's really worth five. He's asking for six, but it'll take five and a half. If you give him five and a half, you've overpaid by a half. That's less than a sixth. Therefore, it's a mochel. Right? Five and a half, it's a mochel. Right? By the way, from here, Tosfos says, from here we prove yesterday's question that if there's an onah less than a half, if onah less than a sixth, the mechila is right away. Why is the mechila right away? Because otherwise he could have taken it to an expert. So what does this guy do? So etin lashitza, he says, I'll pay six. Right? By the way, it's if you pay five and a half, right? It's a tenth of the purchase price, and a tenth of the purchase price is less than a sixth, and therefore would not be enough. So what does the guy say? I'll overpay even more. Etein lei shita. I'll pay a sixth. Once I pay six, already it's real enough. And then the at baladina. Then I can go to Bezdin. You hear this? His point is, if I pay five and a half, I lose the half. Tosfos says, you see from here, it's mechila right away. Otherwise, he could have said, I'll pay five and a half, I'll then go show it to an expert, I'll get the half back. We didn't say that. He can't do that. So you see mechila right away. So what is it? I'll pay six, then I'll take him to Bezdin. Right? Says the Rabbeinu Chananel, from we see from here, that you're allowed to do this lechachila. You can pay ona lechachila, and then undo it afterwards. So the Miri says, why would anybody do that? Because they want the item. He wants the item. He wants the item. It's the only one left. He wants it. It's the only bottle of wine left. It's the only one left. It's the best one, right? They ran out. They're not making that anymore. They stopped making that line. He really loved it. He saw it. I can't believe it's in the store. I can't believe it's still around. I thought they're all gone. So I have to pay 5.5. If I pay 5.5, I can haggle them down to 5.5. But then there's a mechila. It's less than a sixth. I'll pay the full price. It's overcharged me. Then I'll take up the bezin and get it back. You hear this, kunz? You hear this? Right? So asal kamei derava amalei lo shanu elokech min atagar. Dinim of ona are only true if you buy it from a store, from a merchant. Avalokech balabayis. But if you buy it from a balabayis, ain lo olav ona. There is no ona. Why? Why? Because a balaba, you want to buy. We're not talking about a bottle of wine. We're talking about my Gemara. My Gemara was worth a lot to me. You can go to the farm store and buy a Gemara for $7. But my Gemara, the one I used when I was a little boy, the one my father bought it years ago, it has sentimental value, it has personal value. I can charge whatever I want. I can charge whatever I want. We're not talking about a bottle of wine or a loaf of bread. We're talking about something that's mine. You want my wife's diamond ring? You're not going to pay market price for that. I'm going to charge you a lot more. Right? It means a lot to me. You hear? So when it comes to things like that from a balabas, no dinam of onah, because you're not paying for a normal item. That makes a lot of sense. So I said we're talking about a bottle of wine. We're not talking about a bottle of wine. We're talking about a special personal. You want my special, out of my talis, my grandfather's talis. You want to buy something special that I have? I can charge whatever I want. Okay? You look puzzled, Simcha.
No.
It makes a lot of sense.
In other words, it's only when it's something that's really regularly marketable.
Right. But it could even be a diamond ring from the store. Not people don't buy diamond rings every day. Okay. Right? It could even be that. But that's the guy's in the store.
Once
it's out of the market, it's in my house. You see some painting. My daughter painted some painting. I can charge whatever I want for that. And what's the market price? You walk into a store, you can walk into a 99-cent store, buy paintings there too. Right? It's junky things. It costs a dollar. But not my daughter. I'm charging whatever I want. Now, you can't tell me, oh, it's on law. Right? It's my thing. I can do what I want. Okay. Who gavra? There was once a guy, to have enough at Kipi Lizvune. He wanted to sell earrings. So Kari Shitim, he was announcing, I'll take 60. And Vishavi Chamshim, they're worth only 50. For 55, people know he would have sold it already. So Asa who gave for Amar, if I pay 55, then my overcharge is less than a sixth. I'm going to lose the overcharge. Same exact thing. Therefore, etin la shisin, I'll give 60. I'll give him the asking price. I'm not going to haggle with him. I'll pay the 60. Once I pay the 60, I've paid a sixth more. Same exact thing. Then, but at Valentine, I can go to Beston and get the money back. So, but I want those rings. Also, the Kameh of Chista, Amaleh said the exact same thing. Lo shanu ela lokech min atagar. That's only true if you buy from a merchant. Ava lokech min a balabas. But if you buy from a guy, ain't lo olav onah. There's no onah. He can charge whatever he wants for those earrings. Right? Hey, walk into a store, there's a market price. But these are my wife's earrings for 20 years. I'm a little hard on my luck right now. I need to sell them. I'm not taking the standard rate. Right? Amalei Rav Dimi, Yashar. Yes, Yashar means correct. Right? Yashar, Yashar. Right? Yashar. Yashar Koyach means from Yashar. Yashar. V'chein Amar Rav Elazar, Yashar. Correct. Aivaran Tanan, Kishem Ona, Lehed Yod, Kachan Olotagar. But we learned, just like the Zonah from a head yot, so too the Zonah from a merchant. My head yot, lav balabas, isn't a head yot a balabas? So what do you see? There is onah from a head yot. Amar of Chista, b'tzad b'yasa. We're talking about an item, b'tzad b'yasa means something made out of hemp. In other words, it has no special value to you. A towel. Are you charging more for your towels? My towel means, right, my bath towel means a special thing to me? Come on. We're talking about that. Yeah, then you can't overcharge. Aval, money de tashmishe, do you keep... Right? The Akiri LA, but some item that you use that's special to you? Lomazaf and Louis Lav Badami Yasevi, you're not going to sell that for less than a lot of money. Right? So that also makes a lot of sense. If it's items that made no. My dishes. I have a special affinity to the dishes? No, you bought them in the store. Now you're reselling them for whatever reason? That's a regular price. Towels, all these types of things. Oh, you're selling your sfarim or your jewelry or other chashuva things, then of course you can charge whatever you want. Okay? Good? Up to the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Echad lokeach ve'echad hamocher, whether it's the seller or the buyer, yesh lehem ona. There's ona. Like we said, ona both ways. Kishem sha'ona lehedyot, just as there's ona for a regular person, kach ona letagar. So too there's ona for a merchant. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi says, ein ona el letagar. There is no ona by a merchant. What does that mean? No ona by a merchant? The Gemara, of course, will say what that means. Doesn't mean there's no ona by a merchant. That's not what it means. Yeah. Mi shehutul olav, yado al halyona. Whoever got cheated, he has the upper hand. Why? Ratza omer lo tein li ma'osi. He could say, I want my money back. I want my money back. I don't want this deal. Oh, or tein li masha anisani. Or pay me back what I overpaid. I'll keep the item. I don't mind the bottle of wine. I'll keep it. But pay me back the overcharge. It's up to the one who got cheated. Whichever way it is, if it's the seller or the buyer, the one who got cheated has the upper hand. It's written in the Mishnah as if we're talking about the buyer. Right? Pay me my money, right? That means pay me my money. Give me my money back. Why? Because I paid for it. So the Mishnah is talking about the buyer. The Gemara is going to say, is it also the seller? It's not me, yeah. Okay. Menahani Mili, how do you know all this? How do you know what? How do you know that ona applies to a seller as well? The pasuk only says buyer. The Tanur Rabbanan, it says v'chisimkeru mimchar la'misecha. When you sell something to your friend, al tonu, don't rip him off, don't overcharge him. That's talking about a seller, which we would always thought that's the one who's going to do the ripping off. It's the seller. Einli ela shenis ana lokeach. I only know that the seller can't rip off. It's ana mocher minayin. How do I know? I'm sorry, I only know that you can rip off a buyer. How do I know that a seller can't be ripped off either? He can undercharge for an item. We don't think people do that. It could be. Could be undercharged. And the buyer ripped him off. How do I know you're not allowed to do that either? Talmud Lomar, it says in the pasuk, O Kone, Al Tonu. Right? O Kone or Al Tonu, meaning always, all directions. The Itzdrach Lemichtav Lokeach, the Itzdrach Lemichtav Mocher. And actually, it was necessary for the Torah to say both. Now it's saying the Torah really said both. And it was necessary. Why? The Ikasa Rachmanim Mocher, if it only would have said the seller can't rip off people, that makes sense. Bishum the Kimle Bizminite. He knows what things are worth. He knows what they're worth. Why does he know what they're worth? They're in the business. Right? They're in the business. And he knows. Avalokeach, but a buyer. The low kimle bizvinitze, he's not in the business, he has no clue. Ain't I would say, lo is hari rachmana, below sonu. The Torah did not make an isser for a buyer not to rip off the seller because he doesn't know what he's doing. Vi kasar rachmana, so therefore the Torah said, no, it goes both ways. And I have a tad the other way. Vi kasar rachmana lokeach, if the Torah only would have mentioned the seller, a buyer, mishum de kakani, de amri, inish, zavanis, kanis. What does that mean? Ikaza rachmana lokeach, mishum de kakani. Oh, I'm sorry, right. Mishum de kakani. If it only would have told me that a buyer can't rip off the seller, mishum de kakani, because he acquired it. What does that mean? The Amri Inchi, people say, Zavnis Kanis. If you buy something, you acquire something. In other words, it's never good to have cash. Why? Because cash, you fritter away. You want to get rich in this world? Buy things. You buy things, you have things to say, you have things to last. Cash? Cash is blow. So whenever you buy something, you're really buying wealth. So I would think to myself, there's a very good reason why the buyer is going to rip off the seller. Why? Because he wants to buy things. When you buy things, you gain things. You really gain. Aval mocher. But the mocher. Listen to this Gemara. Listen to this logic. But the seller, the avudikam is avich. He's losing. Why is he losing? Because he's losing his possessions and he's getting cash. And what do we say about cash? It's no good. The Amri Inchi, people say, Zavin, you sell. Ovid, you lose. You lose. Ema, I would say, lo atai rachmana below tonu. The Torah didn't obligate him in lo tonu. Why? Because him selling is a down. It's a downer. It's a downside. Right? Tzricha, therefore it's necessary. All the Rishonim ask, what do you mean it's a downside? That's his business. His business is to sell things. We're not talking about a guy, yeah, a guy is hard on his luck, has to have a yard sale to pay the mortgage. Yeah, that's a bad thing. He's down on his luck, so he's selling things for cash. So that's no good. Here we're talking about a store. That's his business. His business is to sell things. So therefore, since his business is to sell things, we would have a havmi that he can overcharge? He's not in the din of onah. Why? Because he's losing his possessions, getting cash. Cash is no good. You blow it. Does that make any sense? Says the Rashi, you're right. He says an unbelievable lashon. He says, Shebe emez ein zeh svara chazaka. It's not really a good svara. It's not a strong svara. Right? Ach, yesh possess svara kol shehu. It's a tiny svara. It's a kol shehu of a svara. And for this purpose of this tzrichasa, all you need is a kol shehu of a svara. It's a weak svara. Very weak. I would have thought... Right, but we wouldn't say that about a store. The whole purpose of the store is to get cash. No, then he should not go. He shouldn't take that cash and go blow it on the avenue. He should go buy things and take it home. Right, fine. So it's a weak svara, but the Rashi says all we need is a weak svara. Okay, next. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ain onah l'tagar. There's no onah for a merchant. So we said, what does that mean? Mishum shu tagar ain lo ona. What? Because he's a merchant, there's no ona. Can't be possible. I'm Rav Nachman, I'm a Rav. No, but tagar sasar shadow. We're talking about a guy who's constantly buying and selling things, like a day trader. So for him, there's no ona. Why? My time of why? Miyada yada, because everybody knows. Zavinte kamashavi. He's going to buy whatever he can. Va'achule achil. He's going to be mochel. Why is he going to be mochel? He's going to sell whatever he can. He's going to be mochel on the price. Why? Gadei, why? The high dezavne hachi. Why did he sell it? Bishum de isram yolei zivine achwiti. Because he needs the cash, because there's a better thing to buy. He'll sell this now, even if he's going to lose.
He's selling it at a loss.
He's undercharging. But why is he doing that? Because he needs the cash, because there's a better item down the road. Right? The other guy called him. He's got a thousand of these items to sell at a joke of a price. So he's okay. I need the cash. So he'll sell now at a loss, just to buy later. Fahashta miyaka hader bay, and now that thing fell through. Somebody wants to go back. You can't do that. Right? Can't do that. That's the kind of merchant that doesn't have onah. He's constantly buying and selling. All his prices are all crazy. Why are all his prices all crazy? Because he's constantly buying and selling for different purposes. There's no onah over here. Rashi amar different shot. My entire onah. What does that mean? That there's no onah by a merchant? Even more machmir. Ein otoras onah. There's no such thing as onah. Shafil pachas michde onah chozer. Even less than a sixth he can go back, a merchant. You can't even rip off a merchant at all. Such a machmir shita. We don't like that. Tanya kavasi derav Nachman. We have a bryce like Rav Nachman. That what? That we're talking about a guy who's constantly buying and selling. So for him, there's no onah. Barthes says, Rehuda Omer, tagar ein lo onah, but they shoot baki. He knows what he's doing. These guys know what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing. They know exactly when they're going to undersell. They're going to undercharge. They know exactly when they're going to overcharge. These guys know. So these guys know enough. They can come crying, oh, I undercharged. You knew exactly what you were doing. Right? Okay. On the overcharge, they can't. They can't. We're talking about undercharge. That they can't come running to Bezin, oh, I undercharged. Yeah, you undercharged because you're waiting for that other thing. That fell through? That's life. That's life. I'm sorry. Misha hutul alav yad al yona. Whoever got the raw deal, he's yad al yona. He has the upper hand. So mani mastisim. Who's the author of this mishnah? It's lo Reb Nosson for lo Reb Yehuda Nasi. It's neither of them. Yesterday we had two shitas, Reb Nosson and Reb Yehuda Nasi, and the mishnah doesn't seem to call like any of them. Why not? Reb Nosson, if it's Reb Nosson, mastisim katani rotza. The mishnah says if you want to. Ubraisa lo katani rotza. The Braisa didn't say if you want to. Yeah, the Braisa yesterday. And Ereb Yehuda Hanasi, Masisa Katani lo keach. The Mishnah here talks about the seller, the buyer. Braisa Katani mocher. The Braisa yesterday spoke about the seller. So it can't be either of them. Simon Zav Rash, Omer Belazar, Anazu Eide Mishnah. I don't know who learned this Mishnah. I don't know who the author is. It must be a third Tana, an anonymous. I don't know who it is. Rabbi Amar, don't get so no, Olam Rav Nassim. He really could be Rav Nassim. And Vitani Nani writes the Ratzla. Right, amend the Brisa to say that if you wanted to, we can go back. So the both of them will make sense. Rav Amar, no, Olam Rav Nassim. He really is Rav Nassim. Uma the Shaya B'mas Nisim, come and the Brisa. What we left out in the Brisa, we supplement in the Mishnah. Right? Amar Ravashi, Dekanami. I'll even prove that to you. Diktani Echad Olkech Vechad Amocher. We start off by mentioning in our Mishnah both of them. U mafarish la lilokeach, and then we only specify lilokeach. Shma mina shiurish yara lamocher. What do you see from that? That we start off the Mishnah says echad lokeach veechad amocher. Both of them have a din avona, and then we only focus on, we zone in on the lokeach. Shma mina, we're also including the mocher. Asks the Pnei Yeshua, what are you talking about? Isn't that right? The exact opposite. That we're only focusing on the lokeach because we didn't mention the mocher at all. What kind of diuk is that? What kind of diuk is that? So he says, no. It has to be that we're including the mocher. Because otherwise there's no other brisa, there's no other time, there's no other member in Shas that will tell us the halachas of a mocher. So it must be that when he picked the lokeach, he really meant both. It must be that way. Okay, itmar. We learned. Ha'omer l'chaver al-manas she'en l'cha olai ona. If someone says, I'm only going to make this purchase on condition there is no ona, revav amar yesh lo ona. Still ona. Shmuel amar ein lo olav ona. There's no more ona. No, no. You could make a condition. Ona should not apply to this sale. You're allowed to do that. So machlok is here. The Rabbeinu Chanan says a fascinating line. He says, well, they're arguing in Isser. They're arguing in Hilchas Isurim. And we paskin like Rav by Isurim. And everyone asks him, Rabbeinu Chanan, what do you mean they're arguing in Isurim? Everyone agrees to us to do this. Everyone agrees you're not allowed to charge. Oh no. It's not a shaila. The question is, what do you do about the money aspect? When it comes to Hilchas Mamonis, we pass it on to Shmuel. Right? Lema Rav Damakar Meir, Shmuel Damakar Yehuda Nasi. Let's say Rav holds like Rav Meir, and Shmuel holds like Yehuda Nasi. What's that? Tanya HaAmalisha. If someone says to his wife, not to his wife, to a woman, you be married to me, Al Manas, on condition, She'ein Lucha Olai Sher Ksus V'ona, that I have no obligations towards you. Hareza Mikudeshes. You are married to her, and Tanai Batal, and the Tanai a Batal. You have to have relations with her, you have to feed her, you have to clothe her. We had this child already many times. Why is the Tanai Kayim? Tanai should be Batal. Right? Why is it Tanai? I'm sorry, the marriage should be Batal. Why is the marriage a marriage? We should say, the Tanai are off, the marriage is off. We don't say that. We say the marriage is on, but the Tanai are off. Okay. Divei Rameir. That's Rameir Shita. Have you heard the Omer? No. But Davar Shem Mamo, Tanai Kayim. You can, about money? You can make any condition you want. She wants to have a condition. I'm not gonna support you. She agrees to that. No problem. The relations, you can't take that. That you can't make a condition. Why? That's not about money. That you have to fulfill. But the money parts, you want to agree, you can agree. So Rav who said, you can't make an agreement to get rid of Ona, holds like a mayor. You can't make an agreement to get rid of support. And Shmuel who says, you can make an agreement to get rid of Ona, holds, you can make like a Yehuda. So Amalek Rav, no, another army I feel like a Yehuda. I can even hold like a Yehuda. I can't look like a Yehuda Hassam. When did a Yehuda say in our Mishnah, in the inn over there by Ksuvis, that you can get rid of Sher Ksus V'Ona, that El Diyada, because she knows you are not going to support her. To come Machla, and she agrees to it. She agrees to it. Turning over the page. Aval hacha, but over here, miyada demachal. Who said it's going to be a mechila? Who said you're going to overcharge? Maybe you're not. Was vadai overcharging? Maybe they're going to go to the expert. He's going to say, no, it's no problem. Ushmul amar, and Shmuel says, anad amri afil or mayor. I could say, even like Rameir. I could even like Rameir. I'd kind of look on Rameir hasam. Why did Rameir say, you're not allowed to do this? Elo devadai ka'akar. You're for sure going to not give her food. You're not allowed to do that. Torah said you have to. Abu Hakam, but over here, me the ka'akar midi. Who said you're overcharging? Who said? So Amar Vanon, the Zivar Farshli Mine Demar Shmuel. I once explained this. They once explained to me Shmuel the following. Hom lachaver. Someone says to his friend, Amanash ein lacha lai ola ona. There is no ona. Ein lo olav ona. There is no ona. Right? Amanash ein bo ona. But if they make a condition, there will be no ona. Yere yesh bo ona. Then there is ona. The difference being, you can make a deal, an agreement between me and you. There's not going to be ona. That you can say, but you can't say there's no ona at all. In other words, like there's no ona on the Torah. No, there is Onah. Such a concept. But between me and you, we're not going to enforce it. That's the difference. Basically, wait a minute. Hanosif Hanosim Ba'amana, if somebody buys with trust, that means I hire you to go sell my items, and I want back a certain price. Anything over that, you keep yourself. Right? I want back X. You make X plus, all the plus is yours. So you have such a deal like that with somebody, or you tell your friend, either of these two cases, there should be no onah, ain't lo olav onah. There is no onah. Now, Larav, according to Rav, the Amar who said, another Amar Afilu of Yehuda, I can even hold up of Yehuda, that what? That really onah is mutter, then Hamani, who's the author of this brisa? According to Rav, who's the author of this brisa? It says you're allowed to do this. So Amar Abaya, Mechvar to Rav, Amar Kriv Meir. Rav has to hold like a Meir. Ushmuel to Amar Kriv Yehuda. Shmuel must hold like a Yehuda. Rav Amar, Rav says no, different answer. Lo Kasha, it's not a Stira. Kan B'Stam. When it's Stam, let's just make a deal and forget about Ona. That's a problem. But Kan B'Mefaresh. But what if you specify? What if you specify? That's going to be fine. The Tanya, B'Vedav Amar Murim B'Stam. That's if you make a Stam. Stam, no Ona by us. But if you specify, for example, the buyer says, the seller says to the buyer, this item that I'm selling to you, it's worth 200. But I know it's only worth 100. You want to overpay? That's fine. That you could do. Let's make up between me and you, there is no ona, then the taka will be no ona. Okay? I really know it's worth more. So I don't mind. There will be no ona. If you specify, then everyone's not a problem. The only problem is when you just say a blanket statement. We're not gonna hold from that on our business, right? That you can't do. But to specify, I know it's a. But listen, this is my price. I'm hard on my luck. Whatever it is, I need the money. You want to agree? You could agree. Just time to say there's no one at all. And those have the window down. No, that you can't do. Now that we mentioned this idea of somebody who you sell, who you give money as a, right, you give a guy, you hire somebody to sell for you, and whatever he makes above and beyond, he keeps for himself. Now we're just going to say an unrelated halacha about that issue until we get to the Mishnah. Tanan Rabbanan. Hanosim v'nosim ba'amana. If somebody does that to somebody, there's really two ways you could do it. There were considered good items and bad items. The good items, you'd be able to sell right away. Everybody wants that. The bad items took a very long time. So the bad items were called bad items, and the good items were called good items. So what they would say is, Simcha, I want you to sell my good items and my bad items. I'll give you the good, I'll give you the bad. You sell everything. And then you give me back what I asked them for, and the profit you can keep for yourself. And you say to me, yeah, but the bad items, nobody wants, it took me a very long time to sell that. I'll use the money from the good items to cover till I sell the bad items. So that you're not allowed to do it. It's a shiloh of ribbis. Because basically, you're using my money without paying, right? You're using my money to cover yourself. It's a shiloh of ribbis. So therefore, this is unrelated to anything we've been doing. Which is why this is Rashi Shita. I'm selling you, you're going to sell for me good stuff and bad stuff. The good stuff you'll sell, no problem. The bad stuff, you're going to have to sell piecemeal. So you want to use my money that you made on the good stuff to cover you till you sell the bad stuff and then give me back what I asked for. So basically, it's a shiloh of ribbis that you're using my money improperly. Not exactly sure. All the Achmonim point out, everyone argues on Rashi. So it doesn't have to do with ribbis. This parak's not about ribbis. We'll get to ribbis later. We're going to have many childs. It looks like ribbis. It looks a little bit like ribbis. It looks like you're using my money improperly. That's what it looks like. I'm agreeing to this because I want you to do the favor for me, so I'm paying you extra. It looks a little bit like ribbis. All the Rishonim have a tie on Rashi. It can't be ribbis. They learn to go a whole different way, but we always try to follow Rashi. So he says, Tanur Rabbanan, Hanosim v'nosim ba'mana, if I tell you to sell items for me, Harezeh lo yachashi v'sera ba'mana v'seyafa b'shav. You can't have that the good stuff can be sold right away, and the bad stuff, the bad stuff you're going to sell in trust, but the good stuff you're going to sell for me equal. In other words, equal, because the money is going to be sold right away. Either it all has to be sold one way, or they all have to be sold the other way. You also have to pay the schar for what's called the burden, the shoulder, for the schlepping, schar gamal, the schar for the camel, schar punduk, the schar for the hotel room that he has to go, right, he's going on a business trip for you, schar atzmo, but schar atzmo, the value for the work itself, ain't a notel. You don't have to pay. Shekvar nozen l'schar mashalim. You're already paying him. Schar mashalim? You paying him? Mehecha kayovle. Where are you paying him? Amar Rav Papa, b'tzedurie diav arba l'meya. No, so let's say you're selling for me shirts. So I understood you can keep 4 out of 100 for yourself. Besides what all the deal arrangements we have, you can keep 4 out of 100. So that's a little bit of a payment, 4%. You can keep that for yourself. So therefore, that's your salary. And then we can't mix and match the types of merchandise that you're selling for me. It's a ribbis issue. You have to sell them all one way or all the other way. All right, I know that was hard at the end. We'll stop here and we will resume tomorrow. Okay, today is Daf Nun, the 50th Daf of, or the 49th, called Nun, of Bava Metzia, Perek Hazav. Today's Daf is not easy at all. We're on the bottom of Nun, Mem Tes and Beis by Tanya Kavasi de Shmuel, a few lines from the bottom. And then we'll get to the Sugya today. It's one Sugya that starts on Amud Aleph and ends on Amud Beis. But first we have to do a few more lines. Tanya Kavasi de Shmuel. We have a brisa that supports Shmuel in a machlokas that we have a very difficult time understanding what the machlokas is about. Whether money is the factor, whether the price of the mekach is the factor when determining onah, or even the money. So we're going to have a brisa that's going to say that Shmuel's correct, that even the money. That why? Misha hutul alav, the one